This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rodrigo Rodriguez Jr. Date of birth, August 29, 2004. Case ID number is 8304609. Date of exam, November 28, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 8/29/2023. And records from Texas Digestive Specialist dated 12/12/2022. Identifying information, this is a 19-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office with his mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of epilepsy, comma, right hand syndactyly with three fingers, comma, COVID-19, comma, gastritis / gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, and attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He did finish high school in a program where they assisted him for his needs, but it was a normal classroom. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his father is working. The claimant is presently in barber school and states that he had been on disability for approximately 15 years when he was younger. Allegation number one, epilepsy. Number two, right hand syndactyly with three fingers. Number three, COVID-19 bronchitis. Number four, gastritis / gastroesophageal reflux disease. And number five, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. History of allegations, number one, epilepsy. The claimant states that in 2008, he started to develop headaches and status epilepticus secondary to falling and hitting his head, which resulted in a concussion. The origin was trauma. And the mother denies any tumors, cerebral vascular accidents, drug withdrawal, or infectious diseases. The claimant has not had a seizure for over 3 years and has never been in an emergency room. The last time he was hospitalized for seizures was in 2011. The mother states his postictal symptoms include tiredness, weakness, inability to stand and walk, and just generalized confusion. A recent EEG was performed and it was negative. The claimant had been taking Trileptal but is not taking any medications at this time for seizure disorder. He was diagnosed with epilepsy but has not had a seizure in over 3 years. His condition appears to be fairly stable. Allegation number two, right hand syndactyly with right three fingers. The claimant states that since birth, he was born with a deformed right hand syndactyly with three fingers. The claimant has had two surgeries that were performed when he was 3 to 4 years of age to separate his fingers. He states, besides not being able to use them totally, he does suffer from occasional aches and pains and numbness. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His fingers appear to be contracted. The claimant is able to use his thumb and to pinch. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 5 pounds with the left hand. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes. The claimant has no assistive devices. and his physician is a pediatrician by the name of Dr. Azim Zamir. He presently takes ibuprofen 400 milligrams QD, which does give him some relief. At the present time, he's going to barber school from 8 to 12 in the morning, and it is a 7-month course, and he hopes to someday have his own business and to work for somebody for a while until he is able to save up for his own business. Allegation number 3, COVID-19. The claimant states that in 2021, he developed COVID-19 bronchitis. The mother states there was no pneumonia or allergies noted. He denies having emphysema, asthma, or any cardiac problems. The shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 1 mile, climbing 2 flights of stairs, sometimes talking, resting, and seasonal changes. He denies any history of smoking. The claimant did go to see a doctor but did not want to be hospitalized and recovered at home. He is presently not on inhalers, steroids, oxygen, or taking any medications for his lungs. His oxygen saturation today was 97%, which is normal. He was diagnosed with COVID-19 bronchitis. Allegation number 4, gastritis/gastroesophageal reflux disease. The claimant states that in 2014, he started to develop severe chronic gastritis and gastroesophageal reflux disease. The claimant started to lose weight and actually dropped down to 95 pounds, but then was treated by a gastroenterologist for Shigella and H. pylori, and has recovered from this illness. He states the character of the pain is a burning pain in his epigastric area that radiates throughout his abdomen. He states the pain can usually last for 4 hours, and it's a pain he gets at least once a week. The other associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea 2 times per day, and weakness. He denies any constipation, melena, or hematemesis. He initially lost 15 pounds within 1 year, but has recovered and gained 12 pounds since he has been treated. He's food intolerant to spicy foods and chili. He is presently taking pantoprazole 40 milligrams QD, which is helping him. He has been treated fully for Helicobacter pylori and Shigella, and he appears to be recovering at this time. Although his BMI is 16.5, it can be anticipated that he will gain weight secondary to feeling better from the infection. Number 5, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The claimant states that since 2010, he started to develop attention deficit hyperactive disorder along with depression. He was able to finish high school, and at the time he was on medication, but has not been placed on medication for many years. The claimant is presently not taking anything. He does occasionally suffer from sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, decreased appetite, apathy, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, but has good hygiene and bathes, and he's well groomed. The claimant states that since he started his barber school, his attitude has changed a little bit, and he feels better about himself. He did finish high school in an assisted program, and his ambition is to work for someone else initially and then open up his own barbershop later on when he has saved up enough money. He is presently on no medications and denies substance abuse. He also denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any kind of IV drug abuse. His mental status was normal, and he appears to be well-kept and was wearing casual attire. His behavior was cooperative and had good eye contact and appeared to be alert. He was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. His attention and concentration were normal, and her mannerisms was normal. He did articulate well and had a normal speech rate with good clarity and tone, and his memory appeared to be fairly normal, as well as his thought processes, and there were no dissociated symptoms. He denies any hallucinations or suicidal thoughts or attempts in the past. He denies being homicidal as well. The claimant appears to be a normal young male trying to adjust to his new environment and trying to find something he can do with his life. Family history. The father is 39 and has renal failure and a history of seizures. The mother is 38 and in good health. Medications, ibuprofen, 400 milligrams, PRN is needed. Senna, 8.6 milligrams, two tablets, once every other day at bedtime. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, POQD. Vitamin D3, 15 micrograms, one tablet, QD. Medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux disease / chronic gastritis with history of Helicobacter pylori and Shigella. History of epilepsy, which has resolved, no seizures after 3 years. Syndactyly with three fingers of the right hand with two surgical procedures at 3 to 4 years of age. COVID-19 bronchitis resolved. Major surgeries in 2017 for right hand syndactyly. There were two surgeries performed to separate two fingers. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but does have a seizure disorder, which he states is epilepsy. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.6, weight 107 pounds, height 5 feet, 7.5 inches tall, BP 111 over 55 mmHg, heart rate 69 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 16.5, general. This is a 19-year-old male who appears to be mildly cachectic, but appears to be a stated age and in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, HEENT. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant does have right hand syndactyly with three fingers noted. There are visible surgical scars on the fourth and fifth digits, which was performed to separate the two fingers with good results. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. He did not know, however, what month we were in. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation, but not to the date or the month that we were in. He appeared to be mildly confused. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2 plus bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, no joint swelling, erythema, or effusion, but deformity was noted of the right hand where there is deformity and contracture of the fourth and fifth digits, fingers, secondary to syndactyly, which has been surgically fingers have been surgically separated. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for decreased range of motion of the right hand, secondary to syndactyly. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting supine position was normal. Sensory exam was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right hand. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices. Neurological, grip strength was +3/5 for the right hand and +5/5 for the left. The claimant is able to pinch but not to oppose, and he is unable to make a full closed fist with the right hand. The left hand was normal. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was normal. There is some mild evidence of muscle wasting of the right upper extremity, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas except for the right upper extremity, especially the hand area. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left side, but completely abnormal for the right hand. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with his left hand, but can still use his right hand for minor functions. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for the right hand where he was born with syndactyly. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength on the left side and decreased strength on the right hand at +3/5 secondary dysyndactyly. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some muscle fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restrictions in his workplace environment, secondary to right finger syndactyly on the right of the right hand. Probable diagnoses. Number one, epilepsy dash in remission. The claimant has not had a seizure in over 3 years. Number two, right hand syndactyly with three fingers. The claimant is able to use these fingers and to make a semi fist, but still has deformity and decreased function of the right hand. Number three, COVID-19 bronchitis dash resolved, normal physical exam. Number four, gastritis slash gastroesophageal reflux disease, being treated at this time, appears to be better. The claimant has gained 12 pounds since the treatment and appears to be recovering from his illness. Number five, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, appears to be somewhat in remission. He is no longer taking medications and is able to function fairly well in his barber classes. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rodrigo Rodriguez, Jr.